Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. I am Elizabeth.
And I am John. We are so happy you are here with us today.
We have a very interesting and important topic for you today. It is about something that happens to everyone.
Yes, today we are talking about something very important for personal development, turning mistakes into future successes. It sounds big, but it is very simple.
You know, just this morning, I tried to make a new recipe for breakfast. It was supposed to be a pancake, but it looked more like a very flat cookie.
Oh no! What happened? Was it still tasty?
Well, it was a little hard. I think I forgot to add enough milk. It was a small mistake, but I learned something for next time. I will write down the steps.
That is a perfect example for today. Yes. And today, we will talk about why making mistakes is okay and how you can use them to become better, stronger, and more successful in your daily life.
No more feeling bad about mistakes. We want you to feel good about learning from everything.
So, let us start with our first main idea. The first thing to understand is this. Mistakes are not bad. They are normal.
Exactly. Every person in the world makes mistakes. Big mistakes, small mistakes, even very funny mistakes. It is a part of being human.
Think about it. When you try to do something new, it is very common to make a mistake. It is almost expected.
Yes. Think about learning to walk. A baby tries to stand up, and then the baby falls down many times. Is that bad? No.
It is definitely not bad. It is how the baby learns to walk well. Each fall helps the baby understand how to balance better.
So, if you are learning a new sport, you will miss the ball sometimes. If you are learning to play music, you will play some wrong notes. This is normal.
Exactly. If you never make a mistake, it means you are not trying new things. Mistakes show that you are trying, you are learning, you are growing. They are a sign of effort.
It is true. Maybe you forget your keys when you leave the house. Or you take the wrong bus when you are going to a new place.
Or maybe you say hello to someone, but it is the wrong person. You thought it was your friend, but it was not. These are small mistakes, and they happen to everyone.
Yes, these little moments are part of everyday life. Nobody is perfect. So, the first step is to say, it is okay. I made a mistake, and that is normal.
Do not be hard on yourself. Be kind. And now, let us move to our second main idea. How can a mistake actually help us?
That is a great question, John. A mistake is not just normal. It is also like a teacher. After you make a mistake, you can ask yourself some questions.
You can ask, what happened? Why did this go wrong? What can I learn from this experience? This is the powerful part.
Yes, you stop, you think, and you learn. It is a simple but very effective process. You review the situation in your mind.
For example, if you forgot your keys, next time you will probably think, okay, before I leave the house, I will check for my keys. you learn to make a small checklist in your mind.
You might even create a new habit. Maybe you always put your keys in the same place near the door now. That is learning from a mistake.
Or maybe you cook something new for dinner and it burns because the heat was too high. You learn from that.
Yes, you learn. Next time, I need to watch the food more carefully or turn the heat down lower. The mistake shows you something new, a better way to do it.
The mistake is like a bright red flag that says, "Pay attention here. There is something important to learn." It highlights what you need to improve.
So, instead of feeling sad or angry about a mistake, try to feel curious. Ask, "What can this mistake teach me? How can I do better next time?"
Exactly. Every mistake gives you new information. It is like getting a special lesson just for you.
And now, for our last main idea, how do we use this learning? How do we turn mistakes into future successes?
This is the exciting part. This is where you take what you learned and use it to improve.
So, how do we turn mistakes into future successes? There are three simple steps that you can remember.
These steps are very practical. They help you to move forward positively.
Step 1. Do not be sad, or angry, or upset. Accept the mistake. It is done. It happened. It is okay. Just let that feeling go.
Yes, emotions can stop us from learning. So take a deep breath and accept the situation.
Step 2. Think and learn. This is the part we just talked about. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this? What can I do differently next time? What new information do I have?
Use your brain like a detective. Look for clues about what went wrong and how to fix it.
Use your new knowledge. Do it better this time. Take action.
That is right. This means every mistake you make is actually a small step forward. It is not a failure. It is a practice round.
Yes. Think about a sports team. They practice a lot, and they make many mistakes during practice, but they learn from each one.
And then, when it is game time, they are much better. With each mistake, you get smarter and better prepared for the next time. You are building your skills.
Think of it like building a house. Maybe you put a brick in the wrong place. It is a mistake.
But you do not give up building the house. You simply move that brick.
You move it, and then the next brick is perfect. Your house gets stronger because you learned how to place the bricks correctly.
So, every mistake is a chance to build something stronger for your future.
It is a wonderful way to think about it, John. It changes how you see challenges.
To summarize today, remember these three important things we discussed. Mistakes are normal. They happen to everyone. You are not alone.
Mistakes are good teachers. They help you learn new things and understand what to do better. They provide valuable lessons.
And finally, you can use what you learn from mistakes to try again and do better, leading to future success.
So next time you make a mistake, do not worry. Smile, learn from it, and take that step towards your next success. Be kind to yourself.
It is a powerful idea to remember. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today.
We hope this helps you turn every mistake into a win. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.